Chapter 6. The Wellstone Ranch was only a half hour from the Swan River, up on a plateau of emerald-green meadowland bordered by sheer mountains that were still capped with snow. The house was Tudor, huge, more a fortress than a home. The barns and sheds were red with white trim, the pastures separated by the same hand-stacked rock fences that you see in the Upper South. At least 100 head of bison grazed on one slope. Texas longhorns grazed on another. The Wellstones, at least ostensibly, had created a bucolic paradise. The fact they wanted to dig test wells on it or anywhere else in the Swan drainage was beyond comprehension. The security man at the gate called up to the main house, and we were waved in and told to meet Ms. Wellstone at the entrance to the garden. She wore a blood-red dress with a white ribbon that was threaded through the eyelets at the top of the bodice. She carried a martini glass with two olives in the bottom. I thought perhaps alcohol explained the casual access she had given us to her home. But I quickly began to feel that Jamie Sue Wellstone was one of those rare individuals who could use booze selectively, perhaps to deaden the senses if need be, and not become hostage to it. The garden was dissected by gravel pathways and surrounded by a gray stone wall that was stippled with lichen in the shade. The flower beds were planted with pansies, English roses that were as big as grapefruit, forget-me-nots, violets, clematis vine, and bottlebrush trees. I wondered if the eclectic nature of the ornamentals in the garden said something about the undefined and perhaps deceptive nature of the Wellstones and their ability to acquire an entire culture as easily as writing a check. "Would you like a drink?" Jamie Sue said, indicating a redwood table where a bottle of vodka sat in an ice bucket. "I would," Cleet said.
"Is your husband home, Ms. Wellstone?" I asked.
"He's taking a nap. This is about the people who were at the saloon on the lake before they were killed," she said.
"Yeah, the bartender said a guy who was maybe a Latino or part Indian was paying undue attention to either you or the homicide victims," I said.
"I don't remember that, really. I didn't see anything unusual there that day," she said.
The sky was still sealed by rain clouds, and it was cold sitting at the table. The garden itself seemed like an intrinsically cold place, dotted with stone benches and tarnished bronze sundials, shut off from the vistas surrounding the ranch. Cleet poured himself a full glass of vodka and dropped three olives in it.
"Bombs away," he said,